Ready? Alright, if you can just tell us our name and today's date.
My name is Mayor Dean DePiro. The date is Tuesday, June 24th, 2008.
Alright. And where did you grow up during what you might call your formative years?
I grew up in the city of Parma. Born and raised here, went to Parma Schools, Holy Family Grade School, and then Holy Name High School in Parma Heights.
Alright. And how long have you been the mayor?
Been the mayor since January 1st, 2004. So almost 5 years. 4.5 years.
What political positions did you have prior to being mayor?
In 1995, I was appointed to a seat on the Parma City Council. I represented Ward 4 for about almost 4 years. And then in 1998, I was elected to a state representative of the 20th House District, which later became the 15th House District. I served from 1999 until 2003. So I served 5 years in the Ohio legislature.
You don't look old enough to have done that. did you know about the West Creek when you were growing up here in Parma?
I did not.
You never saw it or anything? You didn't.
Well, I grew up in the Big Creek watershed, actually, off of Pleasant Valley Road over here. So I spent most of my time playing in the woods and trudging through the Big Creek or tributaries that led to the Big Creek. But I wasn't really aware of and really didn't have many opportunities to go to the West Creek.
Okay. Were you kind of an outside type of person? Did you play a lot in the Big Creek?
I did. I was outside a lot and did a lot in the Big Creek watershed.
When did you first hear about the effort to preserve the West Creek?
1995, I was, 1996, I was the chairman of the Parma Planning Committee on council. And Dave Vassarelli and I, Dave Vassarelli came and met with me about his ideas to preserve the West Creek and make it a preserve. And so when I was on city council and member of the planning committee, we passed the first resolution to actually preserve the area. So it was probably 1996.
Were the other council members along for that, or were they a little bit hesitant about
Well,
that?
it took some education of other council members. I know Councilman Roy Jeck, who is still member of council, was supportive. Council President Chuck Germana, who was there, was supportive. But it did take some education and some good lobbying on behalf of individuals to make sure that people were aware of its significance.
All right. And what motivated you to kind of be a champion for the movement to preserve the West Creek?
I am a big fan of the outdoors. I'm a big fan of green space and nature. I'm a big fan of the Erie towpath and the opportunities I think that it gives to the communities that surround it, and believed at that point, and still believe even stronger today, that the West Creek Preserve, now is part of the Metro Parks, that piece in Parma, can really it can serve a number of things. It can not only, you preserve land for generations to come so people can learn about clean watersheds, etc., but also there's a tremendous amount of spin-off opportunity for the surrounding community. Property values excel in those areas. Opportunities for economic development, opportunities for kids to learn and have, park opportunities and nature opportunities. So I think that, now more than ever, I'm convinced that it was the right move. And I think it really sets Parma apart, and it gives us a real opportunity to do all those things.
All right. And what would you select as some of your administration's milestones with respect to the West Creek preservation effort?
Well, I think first and foremost, most importantly, entering into the 99-year lease, which started January 1st of 2007 with the Cleveland Metro Parks, to designate that area the newest part of the Emerald Necklace. And along with that will come millions of dollars of infrastructure, if you will, trails, pavilions, the watershed center that is going to be built, and all the, you know, the, all that comes along with that. And that money will allow many generations to come the opportunity and the access to use the park, the watershed center, the trails, the pavilions, to have school kids go back there and learn about watersheds, for families to walk their dogs there and they could exercise, and for people like me to ride my bike through there, etc. So, you know, that really is a milestone. The other piece is, you know, during that period, we've also, in the last 5 years, we've also added a number of parcels and worked with the West Creek Preservation Committee to continue to assemble parcels that can become part of this park. So actually just last night we passed some legislation to amend the lease to add some additional, I think, additional 20 or 30 acres to the park. So there's been a number of smaller ones, of course.
All right. And can you tell us about one person who you feel has been most important or influential in the creation of the West Creek Reservation?
I would say Dave Vassarelli by far. He was the one in 1996 who came to me and started the dialogue, and then we went to council and started the dialogue with members of council. And then he helped build the grassroots effort known as the West Creek Preservation Committee, which still exists today, and then served as a director who helped start assembling a lot of these parcels, not only purchasing the property and getting the money for that, but also where we weren't able to buy the property, but to get easements so that this so we could have connectivity of the park. So Dave, I think, was the real catalyst here and the real driver.
What were some of the hurdles that you faced along the way in this process?
There weren't a lot of hurdles as far as public support. The public supported this project from its get-go. I think the major one, as you always find, is that money to purchase the properties, to purchase the easements, etc. But I think because there was such popularity with the project, you know, we got government on board, we got the business community on board, we got residents on board, we were able to get grants, we've been able to convince folks who may be hesitant to sell their property to allow easements, so we had ways around that. So there were a lot of, I think, even though money was the biggest hurdle, we were able to work through those hurdles because of the public support.
I know this was... Go ahead.
Sorry.
I know this was before you were mayor, but we had heard from other people about the golf course.
Yep.
There's proposed golf
yep.
course and so on. Did you find that people were upset that there was not going to be a golf course there?
Some were.
Okay.
Some thought the golf course would be could really set the city apart as well. And that, you know, the golf course did provide for green space, of course. It wasn't going to be developed. It would be a golf course. But I think at the end of the day, people felt like the potential for a large-scale park was much more beneficial for all the reasons that I just kind of laid forth.
Do you have any stories or any examples of a time when a person that just lives in the community that you don't necessarily know said to you how much West Creek means to them, or they're so happy that it's there, or anything like that?
I can't point out one particular story about that, but I can tell you that when I'm out in the community, when I give speeches, when I'm talking to community groups, when I'm in a parade, when I'm talking to Boy Scouts, when I'm at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, it comes up a lot. And a lot of times we're not even talking about that issue, and people say, hey, we really like what the city's doing and what they're doing with the West Creek Preservation Committee and the Metro Parks. We think that's really good. And then when you go back there, and when I go back and walk or ride, you see people and they recognize who I am, and they say, hey, how great this is. So there's a lot of just comment, unsolicited comments that are made that are always favorable.
That's good. And I have a friend actually who's working in this on this project with us, and she actually lives down the street. She lives in Parma, lives down the street from West Creek, And when she heard that we were going to be interviewing you and she heard about West Creek, she told me that she didn't even know it was there.
Yeah.
Now, she's pretty new resident. She didn't grow up here.
Yeah.
So what do you think should be done to promote it even further in the community?
Well, I think the signage, number one, helps as we continue to, you know, build, you know, and develop the trails, you know, that'll help. So I think signage, as the trails get more and more, you know, through the preserve, it'll spread by word of mouth. I think when the nature or the watershed center starts to get built, I think that you know, you'll see a lot of construction in that area right where the entrance of the park is. So it'll get more used then. So I think word of mouth, I think, through more use. I think from the elected officials like me and local newspapers talking about all the benefits, I think that we can, people will start to really take hold and take notice of it and actually start utilizing it more.
Okay. And I think you had said that it's pretty much been favorable, but have there been any difficulties that you've had to face when you've had to balance, like, the needs of the residents who live right around there with the needs of the West Creek Reservation?
One of the issues we had was there was a group that was on the property, using the property, actually leasing the property. The name escapes me, but they archery club. They were on the property using it, and we were trying to work with them, but they actually had to be displaced from the property because it just wasn't conducive for park use. That was a little bit of a tough issue because good people, meant well, great sport, but it just wasn't conducive to kids and families being in the park.
We actually got the chance to see the environmental film, The Return of the Cuyahoga. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the film?
I have it on my desk. I have not yet. No, but I will.
I was just wondering how it made you feel, but you know that the West Creek Preservation Committee was featured in it.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people,
yeah.
So
right.
That was kind of neat, sure, to see that. Well, what are your hopes for the West Creek in the future? Maybe things we talked about or even kind of things maybe you're hoping down the line.
I hope in 5 years or 10 years from now, 5 years from now and 10 years from now, you know, we have a beautiful, state-of-the-art, only type of building in the country, you know, that we'll have there, the Watershed Center, that we have first-rate trails for walkers and bikers and hikers and families. That we have field trips that are taken there so kids can learn about watershed management and nature and see the animals and those types of things. I hope we have, I can foresee, you know, pavilions and picnic areas throughout the area that are utilized for family reunions and graduations and weddings and or just, you know, people who want to gather. And that it becomes a real driver for the surrounding area, that people are coming from all over the place, not just Parma, but from Brecksville and Medina and Cleveland and North Royalton to see the beautiful park. I hope it really becomes a driver to bring people to the area.
Do you think it'll also bring people to move here?
We hope so. There's a lot of property that is built around, a lot of great houses around the area that border it, so we hope that it'll help folks move there too. That was part of the big selling point for me too.
Sure. Well, I tried to go through everything as quickly as possible because I know you have,
yeah,
a lot to do. Jed, do you have any questions that you want to?
I do have two. One of them was from an interview I conducted earlier that I failed to ask, and that was, you mentioned the Emerald Necklace. You explain to future listeners what the Emerald Necklace is for this area?
The Emerald Necklace is a linkage of Metro Parks facilities and parks throughout the Cleveland area. And because of the jaggedness of the makeup, they call it the necklace, the Emerald Necklace.
And what is the neck of the necklace, or the head or the neck of the necklace?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm asking you.
I think it goes around Cleveland. I think that's the idea.
Is it? Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. The other question, real quick, is obviously with the parks, we're bringing serenity and you know, peacefulness and nature. Obviously, the flip side of that has to be a concern with more and more people coming, so even people from the outside, safety.
Mm-hmm.
Are there concerns of that, any recent safety issues, and how that might, if there is, how that might be addressed?
Well, we had about a month and a half ago, we had unfortunately, we had a murder in the park that originated actually in the park. It didn't happen actually in the park, but there was an abduction. And from time to time, unfortunately, you see that. You know, anytime you have a large park area or area where there's not a lot of people or whatever it is, you may, you know, that is a concern always, no matter where you're at, whether you're in Parma or Brecksville or Lorain County, whatever it is, you know, you need to take safety precautions. We have a safe community. But you never know when something like that could happen. So people need to obviously be the eyes and ears of the community. They need to, you know, travel in pairs, common sense stuff. Take a cell phone with you. Don't be in the park at night. Travel with other people. And I think common sense should be the rule today.
I just thought of another question. You had mentioned that you bike
mm-hmm.
through the area. And I actually bike through the towpath in the southern right. area. But there are certain times when I'm in a certain place along towpath where it's like my favorite place because I just think it's so beautiful or
right.
whatever. Do you have a specific place along West Creek that every time you get to that spot, you think this is just the best place or?
No, I think typically when I go into the park, you know, I think it's great because the whole area has been opened up because of all of the trail development, et cetera. And I've not developed my favorite place yet, but as I begin to use it more, I will.
Do you have anything else that you would like to say about the West Creek or the preservation that I didn't ask that you'd like to get out there?
I think you covered it all.
You got it. You're good. Okay.
All right. Okay.